Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Wen Qilong. I'm a video producer from SBS Chinese. So this time is my first time to be here in Gama, and it's my honor to be chosen from the team to report in the Gama this year. And it was like a perfect team up with my colleague Dima from Arabic team, who is experienced reporter. So to both of us, this was just amazing and eye-opening journey in the last 4 days in Gama. And also we have went to a day adventure tour after the Gama festival. Yeah.
So just going back to the start, I guess, what was it like being at Gama for the first time? You just said it was your first time being there and being invited. What did you expect it was going to be like, and then what was it like when you actually got there?
It's kind of expected, really, because I have been seeing news from previous Gama, and I know what is that about. But it's totally different vibe when we actually arrive here in person, and the way they dance and artwork is just amazing. Yeah.
And can you talk us through and maybe set the scene a little bit about the location and what it was like? Yeah. And, you know, did you camp? And what was that whole experience like for you?
So on the first day in Gama, we just spent some time to explore the site because it's our first time to be here, and got to know places. It's kind of not small, but this places to travel need time, so we get to know the places, and actually there were a lot of like a main stage and a bungalow area, knowledge center, a couple of forums, Gapen gallery, and also stores for Gama souvenirs. For the reason why we actually didn't go to the camp because we need to stay up in a hotel and for uploading for footage for our teammates to work on. So we are staying in a hotel in a town in Luang Prabang, where we can have a power charge our equipments and better set up for materials for our team to get the story out on time. And however, I have heard some of the crew member who have been doing the camping and people staying in the camp, they were like a movie or documentary showing in the outdoor cinema, and also music performance happening till late. Yeah, actually I think I kind of missed it.
Well, maybe next time when you go, you can go in the camp area, and then you can experience all of those nighttime activities that you might have missed out on. What cultural activities did you participate in? I know you mentioned at the beginning that you went on a day out yesterday with some of the team members. Can you talk us through the different cultural activities that you got to participate in while you were at Gama?
Yeah, well, for the cultural activities, we did hit on the ground and ended actually interview people who were dancing in the bungalow. It's actually from other background community, and they enjoyed the time very much, so much. And also, I have mentioned the adventure tour the day after Gama in Waka homeland, which I feel is like visiting their homeland, because it's kind of a restricted area, and they did a lot of cultural painting on my forehead and burn some leaves and put onto our body to make us feel like as part of their family and make us feel welcome to their places. So and our tour was like finishing at a beach, which is called Lonely Beach. And, you know, there's a lot of crocodile in the area. So this is the beach where they only places to you're able to swim without cockroach, without the crocodile and in the ocean. So this and all the members, tour members, was went down to the water and have fun there. Yeah, really about their culture and I think there's a bit of history telling about why their family is here and about their homeland he's staying. Yeah.
And you mentioned that you went to the Bungle, and that's where all the dancing happens. What was that like? Because I've heard it's a really, really amazing thing to witness, being at the Bungle site and watching all the dancing. What was that like?
Oh, the Bongo is amazing. As actually, I have mentioned, people from everywhere just enjoying themselves at the end and just dancing together. And they are and when I saw some little ones and dancing on the field, it's really they're really enjoying the dance and I know that the kids from the First Nation people, they're actually growing up in this kind of environments. That's why they are this kind of cultural passing on to the next generation, I think. Yeah.
And what were some of the discussions that took place at the forums? Because Garma is known for, a lot of politicians come and community leaders, and they talk about things that are going on in our communities and looking to the future. What were some of the discussions that took place at the forums that stuck out to you?
The Gamma Festival is so-called festival, but it's just not just a festival. It's a mixture of like political or kind of open discussion of the past and cultural activities, and there were or elders telling their story, talk about the pain and in the past and the healing, and also some discussion about the opportunity for business, as the Prime Minister has also announced there will be a government funding for Gamma Institute to set up in the future. And in general, well, I can feel they are quite of optimistic when after the result of the referendum last year, and there's discussion for the future as well. So and of course there are more forums for artists and musicians to share their stories in different area of forums in Ghana.
And what was your highlight of Garma, your Garma experience? What was your highlight?
I think the highlight should be the way the Yolngu people were welcoming us as a visitor to their land, and how they can continue and passing on the rich culture like music, art, and their language to the next generation. And also, it reminds me, as a father of two, as a Hong Konger, it's important for me to establish an identity for my next generation.
And finally, do you hope to go to Garma again in the future and maybe take your kids with you as well one day so they can experience it?
Yes, of course. Yes, it's lifetime experience, and I enjoyed the trip very much. And I think my kids will be enjoying the dance as well, because they're kind of active, and I think it's kind of a cultural exchange to them as well. So I'm looking forward if I have a chance in the future.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Ranky, for joining me. And also, thank you so much for your interviews that you passed on that we also played on NITV Radio
You're
earlier in the
welcome.
week. And yeah, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your trip and a safe trip home.
Thank you, Rina.